Let's talk about giants. So like the thing, man, Brian Romley is amazing. That dude's connected to all kinds of stuff, and I've been trying to get him on the podcast forever. He writes his own. I found him because of TTSA back in the day. There was pictures of him and DeLong at the White House. All right. And I don't think those pictures are out there anymore. They were on Twitter. They're gone. I can't find them. There might be somewhere out there, but it's him, Brian Romley and Tom DeLong standing in front of the damn White House. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? Come to find out, I do some digging. Brian Romley's computer, like, genius. This guy's been a genius forever, right? All these MITs, like, everywhere. He's written his own algorithms to do like a voice assistant thing that's completely not connected to the internet at all. So it's like this intelligence, extended intelligence thing that he has that's amazing, right? That's like, you know, he basically talks to it, and you know that connects to the internet and does stuff, and he's got firewalls. It's just I can't even explain it, right?
Okay.
But the dude knows, can read Sumerian cuneiform, and I think he had his part in that whole app that never came about from TTSA, where they were trying to like decode text and, you know, like have that huge database. I think it was the Atom. I don't know if it was Atom, or I can't remember, whatever the acronyms they had for it.
I have another friend who has a friend who's working on cuneiform, like reading stuff. So maybe they were connected, or maybe there's separate programs going on, but anyway, go on.
No. Yeah, no. So anyways, he was getting into that, but he's the guy who posted the thing. Like he's just like, the guy's kind of amazing. I don't know if how he knows the future, if he does, if he just whatever he uses data points, but like the stuff he talks about, and perfect example, I was like, I started looking into him at the beginning of the around the middle of pandemic, right? So last year, middle of last year, and he's like, hey, you should probably check out this Domino stock. Don't say I didn't tell you, whatever. I'm like, where's my financial advisor? He's like, nah, dude, I wouldn't mess with that. It went from like $50 to like 350. And I was like, holy crap, I screwed that one up, right? Like, but Romley is like huge on Bitcoin and mining, all of that stuff. So he posted the thing, and he does some really cool far out stuff too, along UFOs and consciousness and all this stuff. And he posted that video of the Iranian
redhead.
Yeah, that was in stasis, right? That was just laying there. And he basically was just like, I'm not saying anything. It was 2008. Here it is. It just speaks for itself. And then I just sent me down a rabbit hole, and I was like, crap. And then that's when you and I were like, giants.
Right. On Twitter, I was like, oh yeah. So I first saw those same, the video I saw of those, there was, I believe, like there was more than just those two. There was like six of them, and some of them looked dead. And then a couple of them, like that one with the, like the beautiful flowing hair, looks like
Greek
currently
God
alive.
Thing.
Yeah, like the Greek God,
yeah.
Like he has like head hair on his beard.
Yeah.
So I actually saw this like when I was living in New York City, and this was probably either 2010 or 2011 when I first saw it. And my roommate called me, and she was like, Nikki, come look at this. And it was on YouTube. And at that point I wasn't into YouTube. I didn't have like if I watched a YouTube video, it would be here and there. And I didn't even sign into my account. I didn't like people's things. I didn't subscribe. It was a different thing. YouTube wasn't what it is now. Right.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like, what is this shit? Like, this is somebody in a Halloween costume. Like, what is this? And she's like, yeah, no, but look, she was Russian. My roommate was Russian.
Ah, okay.
And for all my friends in New York, like my top five best friends were all, and a lot of them live in Moscow now, but they were all Russian. And
gotcha.
Like, she was like, I guess she had kind of, it was on a Russian news site. That's where this thing was. And she was showing me this, and she was like, no, like, and she was reading me what it said in Russian. And she was like, look, they're saying that there's like all these giants who are like, some of them are in these crystal chambers, and that they're still alive.
Wow.
They can't figure out how to wake them up. And I was just like, where? And I was like, and she didn't tell me Afghanistan. She's like, I don't know, somewhere in the Middle East somewhere, or maybe it's in Georgia. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking like, oh, that's interesting. And I thought, and I kind of just put it in the back of my head, but I didn't really care about it. And then that same video started surfacing whenever Corey Good was big.
Yeah.
I think, like, when was that? That was like 2015 maybe, or 2016
maybe.
Or something.
Yeah.
When he had that, when he was on Cosmic Disclosure before people started like hating on all that.
Yeah.
There was he pulled out the same videos of the stasis giants, even the ones that your friend just posted. He was saying that they're all over the globe and that they're planted here and that they're starting to wake up because of the consciousness thing right now. But then they woke up to, they didn't realize that it's kind of like a Rip Van Winkle thing. They didn't realize they were going to open, like, wake up to demonic control. And there's, they were apparently they're being held hostage by global elite. Like that's his story, apparently.
So
then I just sort of like was like, oh, he just stole those Russian people's Halloween costume like thing or whatever. And then I see it again, but the more, okay. So the stasis thing is one element of this, but then the other thing is the giants. And particularly what's interesting to me about mythology of giants is that a lot of times they're redheaded, six fingered, and I have heard blue skinned. Sometimes.
Right. Tinged. Yeah. Like a blue tinge of skin. Yeah. That was the thing. Right. And that's, I mean, and the newest one, I would say newest one, but is it, I think it's 2002 Afghanistan was the one that, that I've heard stories from the guys, special ops guys, right?
Yep. There's a lot of, there's like Linda Moulton Howe has done some stuff on that. She talked to some of the whistleblowers and then there's a lot of, you can look that up. Like,
some guy made a really good YouTube video about it. They kind of had like, they had like some animations or like, you know, like drawings of it. Yeah. Where basically this thing comes out of a cave and chucks a spear at a special forces guy right through him, breastplate, everything, you know, 8 foot long spear. And then they just light up right now, especially, but they go cause they're investigating another platoon or something that just is gone. And as they're walking up, there's just parts all over the place and clothing and guns and shit. And they're like, what happened here? And then there's a redheaded giant in a cave that comes out and attacks them, right? And it takes all of them to bring this thing down, and they had to get like a Chinook or something to haul it out.
Yeah, and apparently, so yeah, they kill the giant, and then they take him to Ohio, and there you go.
Where I'm
and,
at.
and then they say that, you know, like they're all like told that they can't talk about it or whatever. This was 20 years ago, though, almost, like, or 19 years ago. So that, I think that's kind of interesting that, at the fun time, I was like, why would you kill something like that? Why wouldn't you just try to capture it? But if it killed your men, then yeah, like, why wouldn't you?
Right.
But,
and if it's like, chucking 8 foot long spears that go right through a man and
like boom,
what are you going to do? I mean, you just pick you up like little toys and, you know.
And so that one is supposedly like 12 to 15 feet is, I weighed 1,000 pounds. Like they said it weighed 1,000 pounds.
And they, because they had to get that helicopter with the two rotors, like the Chinook thing, to pick it up. They couldn't just like get a Humvee, you know? It was like, this isn't happening.
Supposedly six fingers and redheaded.
Yeah,
and
beard.
And then like some accounts say it had a bluish tinge. Mm-hmm. Some didn't. Okay. So that is why, and I don't know if the stasis giants have anything to do with those giants or not, but did I ever tell you about, or did you ever look into my Atlantis portal story?
Yes, you told me about it, I think, about the, well, we talked about portals a lot. I'm trying to remember the Atlantis part of it. Okay, just go for it again.
Okay, so I, in 2018, it was 2019, I met this, like, shaman guy from Colombia, and at this festival, and he was giving a talk to everybody about these Atlanteans that he had met in this portal in Colombia in the Amazon forest. Okay. And I was like, well, that's interesting. I'm gonna go to that talk, right? So I went down. He doesn't speak English. He only speaks Spanish. And my friend's the translator.
Okay.
And my friend was translating for him. And anyway, my friend invited me to this festival because he had this friend this older gentleman that he wanted to help. He was also Colombian and he wanted to help him do the thing. Gotcha. So I was like, okay. So I go and I got to spend like 3 days with this Sarata guy, this shaman dude. Mm-hmm. And he has this fantastical story about how there's this portal area in Colombia, which I ended up going to. That's where I was when coronavirus hit. After I saw my unicorn, that was like,
Okay. All right. I remember that. Okay.
So that's that place I was. So what took me there was this story. The story was that, okay, I'll try to make this as concise as I can, but basically Sarata had been going to this place in his 30s. And then, this monk or something came, said that he was called to come to the portal, but that Sarata had to take him to the exact place. It was called Manoa is the name of this mountain, right?
Sense. Manoa. Yeah. Yeah.
So he goes to, and it's kind of like a lot of it has a lot of the El Dorado, City of Gold, legendary stuff with it. Anyway, so Sarata like takes the monk there, and he has like a team of 9 people that are going on this journey. They hear some pan whistling, some pan flutes and stuff, and like there's all these creatures going in and out of trees, and they kind of get distracted by all this stuff that's going on. And the monk walks behind this like stone or tree or something and disappears. Then they can't find him. He's missing. He's gone. So they go back to the camp. And then that morning, Sarata, he's like, I can't just leave a person that I brought out here. I can't just go back home and just leave this guy. Like I have
to. Right.
So he's like, all right, you guys, I'm going to go look for him again alone. Like I'll be back. So he decides to follow the guy's exact steps. So he goes behind this tree or this rock. And he says that there's these, how he describes it is these animatronic like guards. They're robot guards. And he was like, okay, this is weird. And he says this 12-foot blue woman walks out of the doors, and she's like, her skin is blue, and she's 12 feet tall, and she has 6 fingers. And this little Spanish dude has no idea about this Afghanistan story or any of these other giant stories. He's
not on the internet pulling this shit up.
He doesn't own a smartphone, y'all. Like, he doesn't have the internet access. Like, you can't find him if you want to.
Right.
And anyway, he was like, he's like, yeah, so she says her name is Consuela, and she says that the monk has been invited, and the monk is going to be staying. He's not coming back. Like, he's going to stay with them. And Sarata's like, well, can I have him tell me that? Because I would feel much better if I could see him and he could tell me that, and I could feel like I can go away like in peace. And she's like, okay. Like, so she invites him into, and she said it's an Atlantis breakaway portal. Like she said, and so he comes in to the city, and it's like, he says, as soon as he gets to the doors, it's like he's like, the whole nature is like, there's like an illusion that's gone, and he can see like this whole amazing, like hyper futuristic, beautiful city thing. And they're in these like flying vessels, which kind of sound a little bit like UFOs the way like he talks about it. And she takes him around, and she gives him a tour of the city for like 4 hours. And she explains to him,
it's like Wakanda.
Yeah, exactly. Right, it's right, like Wakanda. Right. And she explains to him that they're Atlanteans, but that also Mu people exist. Right. And that, you know, that they didn't all, well, and she told him this crazy thing about how what really happened is that the Lemurians and the Atlanteans had a war, and they destroyed the earth, and that there's still pockets of people that exist, and they hide themselves from the fifth race of man, and that we're the fifth race of man. And anyway, so I was like, I thought it was a cool enough story to like do anything. I'll go to Colombia. Okay, let's check it out. I thought it was. I didn't think I was going to see a giant, and I didn't. But I did see a unicorn. So something kind of weird is going on in that area. That was a portal. So you guys can call me crazy. I don't really care. I'm just telling you what I know. I'm saying there's something up with the giants.
Dude, there's got to be, because when you think back historically, I mean, we go through all these. The 1800s newspapers, right, all through America. And a lot of it happened in Ohio, where I'm at. You know, they have these burial mounds, you know, and they'll dig them up. And it's like, oh, here's an 8-foot. The guy was 8 foot tall. The guy was 9 foot tall, 10 foot tall, you know, 12. The women were 10 foot tall, 12 foot tall. There's even a couple of photos, you know, guys standing up next to, you know, skeletons that are 12 feet tall. And there's a, you know, 5'9", maybe 6 foot tall guy. And this thing is towering over him. And they go to the Smithsonian and they disappear. All the time, every single time.
I was listening to a Bigfoot podcast. I think it's called Blurry Creatures, and they were talking to these a couple of native guys who were from Ohio, and they talked about the giant skeletons that are taken away from the mounds, and they kind of were, you know, postulating that they're just skeletons of Bigfoot, but I don't know. But anyway, the thing is. What I found interesting about that is the Smithsonian cover-up. The Smithsonian stuff is really interesting. Like Chaco Canyon, for instance, like when you go there, it'll say like excavated by the Smithsonian Institute in like 1912.
Right.
And when you go to the museum there, supposedly there was millions, or not millions, thousands, there's pottery shards just covering everything. It's like not that many people have been to Chaco Canyon. You guys should all go there. It's like the American pyramids. It's like nice. The coolest thing ever. But anyway, they supposedly there was like full pots of jewelry and stuff. Like whoever was there just left overnight. And where they don't have the artifacts of Chaco Canyon on display anywhere. Like I've been to the Native American Museum in Washington, D.C. They don't even have, and I've even like asked curators. I've been like, I've emailed them because I used to work at a museum. Like I have my master's in art history. Like I have no fear of the museum people. Right, and I'll be like, hey, you know, like where's the Chaco Canyon artifacts? And they're in storage or this or that, or they just don't think it's like a big deal. And I'm like, okay, but it's a big deal to me. It's like a weird deal to me that you have this giant national park, little museum set up at the actual spot, but you don't have any pottery there or you don't have any of the actual
artifacts. Yeah. That came from right there.
From there. Like,
yeah.
Smithsonian they do some sketch stuff, y'all.
They do. And I have a friend that I reached out to as well. And I was like, you know, dude, what's up with this? Where are they? And he's like, well, you know, they're probably there. They're not on display. I mean, and I'm like, well, I can't go see him. And he's not, I think he's an anthropologist. He's like, no, but I, you know, since he's, you know, doctor, whatever, right. He can go check it out. And I'm like, well, what's up with it? He's like, yeah, you know, just. He's like, a lot of times they just called them giants because they were like 6'2" or whatever. And I'm like, I don't buy it, man. I mean, when people, it's not like these people were dumb. I mean, obviously when you're taking photos next to a skeleton and the thing's 9 foot tall and it's in every newspaper all over the damn United States for like 50 years. Right. And yeah. then it goes away. Like, you know, I've heard weird stories that they just grind them up. You know, destroy them so that you can't have evidence, you know, things like that. But it's like, well, then you think like, well, why? Why would,
why?
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Why? I mean, is it go through that whole narrative where it doesn't fit in the mold of, you know, common.
See, it's got to be bigger than that though, because it's like Sardinia is, supposedly Sardinia has a lot of giants or has a lot of legend of giants, and they have the ones that were, or they have legends of ones that were like 25 feet, like the big, big ones where like, they, you know, like they have teeth that are the size of, you know,
human skulls.
Baseballs or something. Yeah. Or human skulls. Yeah. And yeah. It's interesting because a lot of folklore they have there is that starting in the early 1900s, the British Museum people would come over and destroy all of them. And they had to literally, they don't allow Westerners or anybody who's not like of Sardinia to actually know about them or to find, like if they find some on their land, if they're doing whatever, they don't tell the outside world because they said that we destroy them.
Wow. Wow. You know, and that's a thing, but then, you know, I was having this conversation with my wife. I was like, you know, I'm going to talk to Nikki about giants. She's like, what? What? I'm like, yeah, we're going to talk about giants. It's going to be rad. But then when you think about it, I mean, you go right back to the Bible, everybody pushes the Bible and it's like, well, they were literally in the Bible. It says there were giants on the earth at that time.
Yeah. You and know? Then afterwards, and there's like Nephilim, Raphilim. I mean, yeah, there's giants.
I mean, David and Goliath. Goliath was a fucking giant, right?
Like, yeah, that's true. And these are not like, right? Not just like NBA players. They're not just like tall dudes. Like some, I mean, that's not what we're talking about. Someone's here. Like
10, I mean, 15, 20 feet tall.
Yeah. So like, I just don't understand why that would be like, throw our worldview off. Like who cares? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I mean, unless if it completely contradicts science, okay, I can see that. But I mean, maybe if it contradicts the Bible, which it doesn't, because they talk about the giants, right? I mean, they talk about it. You know, other cultures all throughout history have talked about giants as well. It's not a big deal. I mean, they talked about interbreeding even in the Bible, right? The Nephilim and you know, came into the daughters of man. I can't remember the exact quote, but you know, there you go, right? So they either got bred out or they got hunted and killed to extinction, you know? I mean, it seems like it. I mean, but maybe these, and then I'm thinking, well, maybe they were just assholes. Maybe they were really just these.
Well, okay. the asshole giants are, that's what the Lovelock Cave legends in Nevada. Like, that's apparently, they didn't even die off that long ago, apparently, because like maybe at the turn of the century or in the late 1800s, the Native Americans killed them. They like burned them alive in this cave, and they said that they were cannibals. And the reason they burned them alive is because they would come and steal Native Americans in the middle of the night, and they would eat it. They were redheaded giants who they said were stupid, and they ate people. And that's what the Native Americans and it's what is it? It's like, I wrote it down. It was like, oh, they're called the Sitecha, like Sitecah. Like, that's the name of those exact giants. And then they were buried in a bunch of guano, bat poop. And apparently they were found in 1911, which is a really weird year, because that's also when 1911 is when, you know, the first flight or something. Mm-hmm. And it's also like, I don't know. But that's, and then they were destroyed, apparently. That's legend of those. They destroyed, like, the miners destroyed the Lovelock remains. Yeah.
Okay. Like, yeah. All right. We're just going to blow it up. I mean, I guess. I mean, but, and when you think about all the burial mounds that are still all over, I mean, Ohio is full, but they're all over the place. But I mean, like, a lot of them are sacred, right? So there was like a lot of sacred sites. So, like, is that because we don't want to dig them up to find more giants, or is it because we don't want to desecrate them because of the land, you know, like, but we dig up everything. I mean, that's just what we do. It was another conversation, right? But we dig up everything. It doesn't matter. It's like, there's graves everywhere. Look at Egypt, look at everywhere. Right. I mean, just bones everywhere. That's what we do.
It's like, there's a statute of limitation within our human mind where it's like, oh, this thing is over. Like, none of your ancestors are alive still. So, like, you now are an artifact.
Yeah. We're just going to stitch you up in a museum somewhere. Yeah. No, totally. I mean, so, like, I wonder if that's another thing to do. Be like, or the, you know, you don't want to disturb the dead, and, you know, and if they tie it to the Native Americans, which there's no fucking way that these things are tied. I mean, it's way pre most Native American tribes are these things that you find, right? I mean,
well, that's why it's like in New Mexico, where I'm from, Las Lunas has, it's called Las Lunas de la Quage Stone, and it's like this SUV sized stone on the back of a volcano about 20 minutes south of Albuquerque, southwest of Albuquerque. And you have to go up there, and it's this giant megalithic rock that has Hebrew writing on it. Whoa. And like, my dad knew about it when he was in high school. He's 70. So it's just like one of those things where it's been around, like, people have known about it for a long time. The Native Americans there say that it's always been there. It was there before they got there. And it's not even Hebrew that we can read. It's like some sort of predecessory language to Hebrew. And then some people say, oh, that's a fraud, it's a fake thing or whatever. But I mean, I'm from that area. Like, I think that that's not a fake thing, but
right,
whatever.
Right. Yeah. They're everywhere. I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, like, are we scared? I mean, this is going to scare us. I mean, what if there are just a bunch of dumb redheaded giants that eat people?
Well, yeah, but then there's also the Tuatha De Danann are a legendary
Irish
like myth or whatever, and some of them were said to be giants as well, and they were magical people or whatever, and maybe there's some kind of something with that, like maybe there's some magical stuff. I don't know. Maybe they are still alive, like that portal guy says. I don't know. Okay, let's talk about the stasis aspect of this. This is weird to me.
The stasis aspect is huge. And when I saw this thing that Romley put up with the video that we're talking about that came from 2008 or whatever, right? I started digging into it a lot because John Luke went down this whole thing with the Russian optometrist. I can't remember his name, but he did a giant book about Samadhi, right? So it's the, are you familiar with that? It's basically.
Yeah, it's basically like enlightenment or state or.
Right, you get into a state of enlightenment, but you also into a state, you're in stasis, where your body's there, but you've like, you've left your body and you're in a different realm, right? But your body's still like a vessel that still needs to be like kept in the stasis. You can go, you're basically outside your body, you're doing, you know, you're on the etheric level, or, you know, you're in consciousness, or you are consciousness or whatever, but it's basically like a time capsule of your body, so you can come back. So supposedly, this Russian figured out that there's Mount Kailash. I don't know if it was Mount Kailash or not or something, but there's a place where the Sumerians, the Lumerians, and even humans are all in the state of samadhi, you know, samadhi. And they're basically they're meditating and they're outside of their bodies, but their bodies are there. Reminded me completely of this giant video that we're seeing, that they're basically in a stasis, their bodies are there. Ernest Meshlov, I think, Ernest Maldevich, I can't remember, I'll mess that whole thing up, I'll put it on the screen. But anyway, Jean-Luc took me to this guy and read all these books, and he like searched his whole life and kind of figured it out. And it was basically like you went to the Bonpo Lama, which is, you know, the other Bonpo Tibetan Buddhism, and you know, basically they're like, we could tell you where it's at, but you would never get there. You could never get to the place because the psychic energy of the area, I mean, like it would just, you would basically just overwhelm you, and you're just like, and you couldn't even get to where these bodies are. Supposedly there's monks that have dedicated their lives that are just like overseeing the people that are in Samadhi. They're just in this cave, in this mountain. And there's like, you know, a blue Lemurian or whatever. And there's an alien, you know, 7 foot, 10 foot tall, 12 foot tall. And these beings are just like there with their eyes rolled back in their heads, and they're meditating and they're doing something on the psychic realm, you know. But that, it's like, well, shit, that, well, I wonder
they if do they do say there, what, there was that mummy who was like 500 years old and he still looked like he was alive. And they say that he's in, or that's how he died. He died with the, I can't remember where that was. I think it was somewhere in Tibet, but it reminds me of, I listen to Matt Belair sometimes, and he studied with some Shaolin monks, and then he climbed Mount Everest or something like that. And he said on his way up to, Everest, he's like the highest point that he went, I don't think he went all the way up, but he went like a little bit past base camp. He's like, there's a temple across the way, like on another mountain. He's like, it was, and like people live there or do something, or something. He's like, you know, the locals have never been there. No one's been there, but there's amazing temple on the opposite side. He's like, what's going on there? And it's just like, don't ask. Like,
yeah, you'll never make it.
Over like, how did they even build that thing up there? You know, it, yeah. Anyway, I think that, the mesmeric sage, or that they're in some sort of other realm thing, is really interesting to me because, I mean, there could be all kinds of psychic implications on control systems of people. Mm-hmm. Could be controlling our reality from a mesmeric space, and we don't even know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Or keeping it together, you know,
or keeping it together. Right.
Yeah. That could be, you know, that's kind of what they're thinking. They're doing it for the benefit of mankind or whatever. That's why they have to be kept in that state, you know, like whatever they're doing is propagating throughout, you know, Earth or the universe or something. But when, you know, and it kind of, I did a little bit of digging, and I found some Russian sites, did some translating, and I found some additional photos. There's actually photos that were taken from the person, whoever did the video at the time. And one of them is like grabbing the guy's boob. The one that with the curly hair,
Hair.
Yeah. He's grabbing it to show that it's like basically
like real, you know, flesh.
Yeah. And he's poking him in the belly in another one. And I think from what I was gathering, you know, it's basically Russian translated English, so you kind of put it together, but he was saying that he's becoming more fleshy. Like, and I know what you're talking about. Like, I saw like a flash of one, but the one looked like they're blue or dead, you know, like completely like,
right. Like one's eyes are like diamonds, and it's just like, but they say that we did that to them by opening their, because or at least the original video I watched, that there was some that were encased like Sleeping Beauty in like they hadn't pried it open, or they hadn't figured out how to get it open yet, and they were still in an actual casing. Like, they were they had the camera like looking through, like it looked like a giant crystal. It looks like they were inside a box, like inside a crystal. Not even like inside glass. Like I'm saying, they looked like they were inside ice or something. And wow. You couldn't get real good picture of them. But those two that they have on that video that like was on your Twitter feed, that one they say is completely dead. The one with the iced out eyes. Or at least that's what.
Right, right. And the other one looks like he's just sleeping. Kind of.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, yeah. And I can't find that old video. I've looked around. That's gone, right? I mean, I haven't seen
it. Oh yeah, I like about. in preparation for this interview, I was like looking for it too. Cause the one I saw was like 30 minutes and I, nope. And like, so, and like I said, there was like more than, I mean, cause I'm going on 10-year-old memory here at this
point. Right.
Or 10 plus year old memory. So I can't tell you how many there were, but it was like a long thing. And my Russian roommate was like reading it to me. I mean, I don't know. It was just, what a shame though.
But I mean, going back to the whole thing, it was like, that was part of the Russian thing too, is that they were being, you know, whisked away to some place where the people were studying them. You know, it was like, whatever they were at, it was just like, hush, hush, boom, get them somewhere. But like you said, well, these guys wake up and they're like, ah. And basically what it was saying in the thing that I read was that there were some kind of astrological clock, that they were starting to come out of their stasis because of the Earth's entered a certain path in the universe that basically has woken them up, right? Like whatever the trajectory, you know, whatever the alignment is of the universe and whatever the energy is basically like entered a time where they need to come back and help humanity get through the next whatever, right? Like the next catastrophe, or, you know, help humanity to come out. And that's why I kept ringing bells for me too about the Samadhi, you know,
right,
things that we were talking about. It's like, well, they're just there, their bodies are there doing something else, but they're able to come back. And like, I think John Luke was saying that from the book, basically that they are time capsules with their DNA. So like that Lumerian is like, okay, so here's one Lumerian. We have like the full DNA of a Lumerian. We have like one LNTN, you know, we have one human. We have like basically time capsules of DNA of people, but their psychic energy can come back and they can revive and come back, you know?
It's interesting. I'll try to find this article that a friend sent me something about how, some of the people working on AI at like Google Deep State have also discovered that, also our cells could be considered time crystals. And I was like, I don't even know what that means, but they're like, no, like he was like, there's some sort of time crystal about the actual like physicality of a human. And I'm like, huh, okay. I don't know how to process that in my brain, but like, I know it just sort of like, I know it's something I need to dig further into.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Ryan Bledsoe, in a podcast I listened to today, was saying that our DNA is crystalline, that humans' DNA is crystal based. I'm like,
oh. Well, a lot of people in the spiritual community say that we originally had 12 strands of DNA, and that only we have two right now, and that you can like from a meditative state, like activate your crystalline DNA. And they talk about, instead of envisioning like the double helix, you envision like a 12 stranded, like toroidal filled.
Wow.
Like toroidal filled balls or beads instead of like, you know, and that you can actually visualize that into being. And I'm like, okay, cool. Can I do stuff? Like, could I like become telepathic with that? Or
yeah, what, you fly at that point?
Yeah, could I fly, yeah.
Do you become a 12-foot tall blue Lemurian? Like,
right. Basically, you become a Neo in the Matrix.
That's rad. I'm down.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, I don't know. What do you think about the concept of they kind of, whoever they are, they supersede little bits of things to us all the time, like Rip Van Winkle, okay?
Yeah,
like Dutch American or story from the 1810s or something. Like he goes to sleep and, or he's actually, I just read that legend today. So he leaves his nagging wife. This is before the American Revolution. He lives somewhere in America. He goes and he hears some people playing a pipe or whatever, and he like hangs out with them for an afternoon, and then he comes back and it's 20 years have passed in post-American war, and like King George isn't on the tavern anymore. It's like George Washington, and his wife's dead, all his friends have died in battle, his son's like older than him, and you know, it's just this whole story that, like, you know, the story, the legend, or the fairy tale of Sleeping Beauty kind of thing, like and Snow White, like they both kind of have like a little bit of the stasis chamber thing, like,
yeah.
Well, it's and like you just said, Wakanda, right? Like,
yeah.
Are they like breadcrumbs that they just supersede in the consciousness of humanity? Or
I think so. I mean, I think it's probably both. I think it It has to be, right? It's either that or, you know, I don't think somebody's going to show up and go, "Hey, you want to do a movie? We got a good thing for you." So we're going to, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, there's probably some of that. I mean, I guess, my dad's, you know, 81, and his theory was like, you know, at least for the past 60 years, they've been sprinkling little bits of truth and, you know, media and television and stuff like that of things that are going on. And, you know, I could see that for sure. But like, I think you're right. I think it's more of, you know, the collective unconsciousness or collective consciousness is just like, oh yeah, this is a thing. And, you know, why are all the fairy tales you tell kids scary and weird, you know?
Yeah, that's also true.
You know, it's always these weird, weird tales, you know? And it's like, well, I think it has some type of deep rooted in our subconscious that's like that. Like you said, the Sleeping Beauty, the everything, giants. I mean, Jack and the Beanstalk is fucking giant. Right. It's another one, right? I mean, there's all these fables and things like that. So there's gotta be some truth to it. I mean, you know, but then you do have humans that are like 8 foot nine, you know, foot tall and stuff like that. You know, you do, I mean, you have those, but
Andre the Giant, right? Like,
yeah, right. And all these other people that are massive. So it's doable. I mean, they're out there, but maybe there's a different race. That's what I was getting at is like, what if they would figure out, they're human. They look like us anyway. Well, not in all cases. I mean, they have six fingers, right?
Right.
You know, these other things, blue skin or whatever. But what if that's a complete different race that you, I mean, back in the 1800s, I'm sure you could do this, but like now we can, you know, run the DNA on this thing and be like, hey, this thing has 10 strands, right? It's not two. Where the hell did this come from? Was it a divergent species from us? Did it land here? Like, are these aliens? Like, what the hell's going on? And maybe because they didn't know what the fuck was going on so long ago, they're just like, hush it up. We don't know what's going on. This would freak everybody out if they knew aliens, 12-foot tall aliens that are running around eating people.
Well, my friend Andrew, like in preparation, I asked last week on Twitter, I asked like, hey, I'm going to talk about giants. With like, what's up? Like, so my friend Andrew, he sent me something, the Book of Og, which is like something that they took out of who Og was a giant. They took it out of the Bible. How do you find something fast from like 4 days ago on Twitter? this might be a second.
So there was like, I didn't know that a giant wrote a book of the Bible. That's interesting.
Yeah, apparently. But what I thought was really interesting is he talks about how, from what I remember of this text, like it's only like a page long, so I was going to read it, but I'll just go off in memory for now. But basically, talks about the Nephilim and the Raphilim or whatever, but the, like, he basically says that they made the great mistake and they got down to where they only had one female. So, then they had to, mate with the small selves, which would be us. And then, And it's really interesting because he's reading that book and he even talks about how circumcision is explained by, I can't remember, Nimrod, apparently, who was also a giant. Nimrod apparently accidentally got injured on his genitalia, on his member, and so, like, he got the first accidental circumcision, and then they wanted to kill him, but in order to identify him, they knew that he had that injury, so he made his entire tribe of people do that so that they couldn't tell which one he was, and that's how circumcision started.
Oh my god.
But that comes from that book. Isn't that crazy?
It's like my dick's messed up and everybody else is now too.
Yeah, exactly.
You think of it like as going along with that, be like, no.
I get the baby thing that they don't have any control, but like convincing grown-ass men, that's
no.
Yeah,
but
that that's not that there's e- that's even in another story in the Bible where there's not that exact thing, but like a group of grown-ass men do get circumcised for like
that still baffles me, man. I don't
yeah, that's like crazy stuff. But anyway, I just remember thinking, well, okay, if you take that at face value, or not, okay, if you take that at face value, what if they were like whoever the progenitor race was, like whoever the Atlanteans, whoever the people who built the megalithic, or maybe it is Anunnaki, like alien race, I don't know, whatever, whoever they are, maybe they did make some sort of, whatever the great mistake was that made their population go down so bad, as they had to mix with like the
monkeys that are running around,
the monkey ape people that we are or whatever, and then created humans like that way. I don't know. But I just wonder to myself is, maybe we're scared of the ones that are in stasis, because what if they're actually of that group, and really the only way you would need to be scared of them is if they had magical powers.
Well, I would think it'd be more like psychic powers, right? I mean, that's what Samadhi, you know, or Samadhi was, is that, you know, they basically had, you know, telepathy, PK, you know, any psychic power you could possibly imagine, they were the, you know, a millionth degree, right? So even in their stasis, you couldn't get near them because it was like putting out this, I don't know, force. It was like a vibration or like a thing that would get in your head and drive you mad. You couldn't even get anywhere near it because they would basically just, you know, ward you away from like, if you knew where the cave was and you tried to walk your ass down there, you couldn't make it. Like you physically couldn't make it, mentally couldn't make it. It would just force you out. So, I mean, if these things woke up and, you know, there's 100 guys in a room with guns and you're just like, cool, you guys are all going to go to sleep right now. Or you guys are all going to, your brains are going to explode or something. You know what I mean? Like just.
Right. Like,
what do you do? These would be the gods that we worshiped at that time, right? These would be the people that, you know, that would do these things.
Yeah. Maybe that's how they were the gods or whatever, you know? I also have you heard of, okay, I heard of this like around the same time I very first saw those videos, was something about how Abraham Lincoln, when he was college age, it was with some other, and I think he was a Freemason as well. I don't know. But he was with whoever his club of guys were, and that they found a buried pyramid with a sleeping giant in it. And then, when I went to look that up, it kept on attributing that to like stuff that Corey Good had said, but I didn't I didn't originally hear that from Corey Good. So I don't think I've ever heard Corey Good talk about that. So I heard that like also 12 years ago. It's weird. You guys, if you find really good information, I didn't know this back then, but if you find something that just is like, whoa, that's really cool, save it on a hard drive and
print it out or something.
Yeah. Because it
disappears.
It disappears. It really does. Like, it does. I'm now at a point where I'm starting, since I've been looking into weird stuff for like, you know, a long, long time, it's starting to get where I just always have this, like, it'll always be there. Like, forever. No, man.
The Wayback Machine gets erased and shit too. I mean, it's bad. Like, stuff does disappear. I've been downloading videos and saving them off of YouTube, because that shit will just disappear too. You'll see videos that you'll see and they'll just be gone, you know? I mean, it's the giant thing, man. I mean, that's, I don't know. It's definitely a thing. It's too much of a thing. If you look at the historical record, if you look at the newspapers in the 1800s, it's enough, right? To know that it was a thing. You can't say that people from every state in the U.S., found giants that were they were all mistaken, that were giants, right? And you can't say that they just all disappear, you know, like that there's not one or two of them around.
Yeah, Catalina Island, apparently. There's a lot of giants found in Catalina Island off of San Diego.
That place is just, Demi Lovato was, I saw a clip from Demi Lovato's new show.
Oh my God, I cannot take,
I haven't watched it.
I know, I can't take that seriously because, I don't have anything against her, I don't know anything about her, except she's like a pop princess or something, I just saw a bunch of headlines on Twitter being like, Demi Lovato says, don't call aliens aliens, that's prejudice to them, and it makes them feel like outcast, or I don't know, something like that. I was like, wah, wah.
Just fucking crazy.
Okay, but also aliens, a lot of people talk about how aliens are big.
Giants.
Right. You know, there's like the tall whites, there's, you know, whatever. I mean, like
the Nordics are all 8 foot tall or something too, right?
Supposed to be big. Yeah, so that's also interesting. You could put that element with it. Do you think that aliens are from other planets right now, or are you because I'm kind of going more at this point, I've turned around on all that. I'm thinking they're interdimensional and or they are breakaway civilization, like here living now on the planet. Where are you with all that?
Well, I mean, I've been really, you know, Giorgiani's book, I read that, most of it anyway, you know, you had him on and he's got that real bent, you know, but he bases a lot of his stuff on Pharrell, you know, Joseph Pharrell. So, I mean, a lot of that too, the whole breakaway thing. And there's a bunch of different, I think there's probably many, it's many faceted. I think that probably exists. That's a facet of it. I think that the interdimensional thing makes way more sense. I think that, just like now, I mean, this is dumb, but I mean, just in the past couple of years, we've realized that mammals are phosphorescent, right? They glow under like light, like black light, you know, like scorpions do,
well, right?
Like platypus does, like humans do, like literally humans, we glow under phosphorescence under different conditions. I just saw this and I'm like, well, what the fuck? Before we thought it was like a couple fish and scorpions and, you know, some arachnids and some other things, but now it's like everything is phosphorus. We're all light, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I got a black light for like, cause I'm a rock hunter, right? Over. And I got a,
oh,
like,
yeah.
There's two different kinds. There's like, there's two UV. Different kind of black lights. There's one that's like, you can't find a flashlight for it less than $200. And then there's the low, I can't remember. It's like, there's low black light and high black light or whatever. And I was looking at my nephew's skin and like all his blackheads were like neon orange. And I was like, you need to, dude, come look in the mirror, turn a light off. Look at this. yeah. Like we have elements of us that can glow.
Yeah, yeah. Weird. So it's like it's Avatar. blue people, we glow. There's this shit. It's connected. I mean, you know, there's so much stuff going on. I personally think that they're in a frequency that we just can't get. Like when you tune in a radio and you like kind of get a channel, but you can't get it, and you're like, oh shit, you know. And then you finally get like, ah. Oh. I think that they are either more psychically advanced, biologically advanced, or technologically advanced. That they're like, cool, we could. There we go, we're in there, and they're just hanging out, right? Like that's where ghosts come from, or aliens, yeah. Or all that shit, and they can come in and out through those things where we just kind of stumble upon stuff, and maybe we're on some type of ley line that's, there's crystal underneath that ley line with the structure of Earth, and it creates an amplifier to what we're doing, and all of a sudden, yeah, it's like, oh, that,
or,
shit. I mean,
or you, or our third eyes could literally sometimes pop on and off, like without control. Like I the amount of paranormal experiences I've had throughout my life, I've started to wonder if like, okay, maybe I just am like an untrained and uncontrolled psychic who like doesn't realize that some of times my third eye is opening and I'm getting to see another dimensional aspect of what's already there. Like maybe that could literally be as simple as that, and you know, whatever. But even if, you know, and it's also that whole concept of what's real, like to, you know, versus for you versus if it's, yeah.
You don't see the same color red as I do, right?
Like, you right. Explain how, it right would we, how would we ever know if we saw the same colors that, you know, that we're seeing?
Yeah. And I think that's kind of it. And I think there's like a whole host of shit that's to play with that. You know, I think that there's, you know, and the biblical stuff comes into play probably as maybe more of a literal thing. You know, where all of this shit's going on and it's like all around us, but we're just trying to, like, our technology's getting good enough now that we can see things outside of the spectrum where before, you know, like other animals can see things outside of the spectrum that we can't, you know, dogs and cats can see things and, you know, and birds can see magnetic waves, you know, things like that.
What were you using? What were you using when you saw those UFOs with your buddies? Like,
oh yeah, it was like a Psyonix Sport Pro. So it's a night color night vision monocle. It's like a, you know, $500, okay, cool. Like it's color night vision, right? And it's this big that you
did can you put it on your iPhone or how did or what did you put it on?
I was just literally holding it like that. It was just literally holding it, and it's so it records. It's got Wi-Fi, and okay. Yeah, and it has Wi-Fi, so you can send it to your phone or, you know, iPad or whatever. But it's got an SD card in it too. And, but yeah, I mean, it's that big, you know, it's like that big and it fits in your hand. And that's a lot of the stuff. That's how, Chris Bledsoe catches all his stuff too. You can visually see it with your eyes, but I mean, you put that thing up there. It's like, you see maybe five stars and you put the thing up and it's like the whole sky is full, you know?
All right. I mean, our visual light spectrum is when you look at the full spectrum of from all the way from your gamma rays to your everything, it's like we see like so little of what's really going on. So, and it's interesting to know that, you know, your senses, whether it's your hearing and or whatever, your senses are instruments. They're instrumentation on how do you navigate your world in reality. And we are limited by our senses.
Yeah. And our senses kind of suck.
Yeah, and they deteriorate and they get, you know,
yeah, like, my eyes aren't getting any better, right?
So I don't know, like if giants come, I don't know, if like an actual giant, like 12-foot redheaded blue skinned giant, like starts like coming on to TV or whatever, I mean, it would be really, at this point, I feel like because of our technology, we wouldn't care or believe anything, or the people would just be like, whatever. It's like some
CGI.
It's CGI, or it's Andre the Giant in Halloween costume makeup or
face swap or whatever the shit they're doing now. Deep fakes, they're deep faking it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. I mean, but then we would just cage it and tase it and like try to, you know, I mean, that's what we do as humans too. We just scoop it up and try to like poke it. And same thing if these things were in stasis in 2008 or whatever, and we woke them up, I kind of believe we would stick them in some kind of secure location in the middle of the underground somewhere. And we're just like interrogating the shit out of them.
They're not going to be able to get free reign of what they want. It's not like, okay, you be your own sovereign self. Like, I mean, they're not going to do that.
No. I mean, like the stuff I got into when I started reading the Russian thing, they even like named this guy. It was like something the magician or whatever. Like it could because they.
Oh yeah, I saw some name with it, and I was like, did it tell you that? Like,
how it was like that. There was that plate on its chest, I guess, and it was I don't know if it's Sumerian or something like that, but whatever the text was something Sumerian, and you know, it had a crown on it. I guess it was the words, but it was something, and it was the tomb of whatever the magician. And they found another video that had like the outside of the box he was in. It was like a big concrete box that other box that he was in, like that crystalline box that we're talking about, was inside of that box. So they like showed the outside of that, and that had a bunch of different hieroglyphs and everything on it that basically said that from what they, I don't know, you know, it's Russian to English to whatever language that they disseminated from. So who knows? But it had something to do with the magician or whatever like that. But
so the Sumerian stuff is really interesting to me. I a long time ago read through a Zachariah Sitchin thing about how basically Anunnakis are like a race who come here to, and the story is essentially from apparently he just translated cuneiform text, but then now they say he took a lot of liberties. So I don't know what's what, you know, because we don't really have anybody else who's really gone in and done really good work with it. That is like, I don't know, but, or in, at least that I've come across yet. I'm sure that's there. I just haven't really, dug enough into it. But apparently, I don't remember where the Anunnaki are from, but they're Martians, essentially, or if they were some other kind of planet. Anyway, they come from another planet. They come here to take gold because they eat gold, and that's how they live. And gold is apparently what sustains their life, and they can live really long with gold. So they come here, and they teach us how to... They give us consciousness enough to be able to be a slave race
and to mine it for them,
right? To mine the gold for them, and then once they had their fill, they bounce. Like that's sort of like what it says, and or importantly, what he talked about.
Yeah. There's that kind of thing, and the way I remember it was like Planet X is Nibiru or something, and that's where they come from. Yeah, and that, you know, it's an elliptical orbit that only comes into our galaxy every 12,000 years, or it's in our galaxy. It's in our solar system, so every like 12,000 years it comes back. We can't see it, whatever. It's a second sun. It's behind the sun, whatever, on all that. And that there's a cataclysm every 12,000 years as well, and we kind of look at that, the Younger Dryas and all this other stuff, right?
Right.
And the stuff that I got into was solar, you know, the galactic center of the universe, you know, the plasma universe, that basically the sun has a massive flare every 12,000 years, pretty much wipes out everybody on the planet unless you're underground, you're hiding, then you come back up. They knew it was coming, and I think it triggers the flood, so that the flood myth falls into that as well, right? So they created us. There's Niki, Eniel. One of them is the brother that kind of made us, you know, so we could do it. But then at first they made us, then we couldn't mate. So we had like, no, you know, they just have to keep cloning us. And then they're like, this is bullshit. Let's just let them be able to procreate because we got tired of making them. So they did that, and then they were pissed. And then, you know, they knew the solar storm's coming again. It's going to wipe us all out. They're like, cool, we don't want to deal with this shit anyway, because there's warring factions and, you know, basically proxy wars between the brothers and the other families, and the Anunnakis are having, you know, all these humans fight off. And they're like, screw it, we're done. And, you know, I think the story was that, you know, I think it was Aniki basically felt bad because this is his creation, so got DNA from everything that he created, Earth, you know, all the plants, animals, whatever, put that's the Ark, right? And the Ark could have been, you know, not a boat floating around, but they could have shot that up into the, you know, as a satellite, put things in stasis to when everything calmed back down, dropped it back down, and then put us all back.
Right. Well, and then they also, that's kind of the Prometheus legend too, right? Where Or at least it's similar to the Prometheus legend, where like Prometheus goes and gives like the flame of knowledge to humans or whatever, and against like the other gods' wishes. So yeah, maybe like there's definitely things that, you know, these giants with powers, like whatever you want to call them, gods or not gods or whatever, gods with a little g, not the big g. Yeah, I don't know. That would be interesting. That would be an interesting War of the Worlds if they return.
Yeah, I mean, because then, I mean, what would that do? It would just spin everything on its head, you know? But I mean, knowing humans, we're just such assholes that we would just try to fucking kill them.
Yeah. <But it's> not,
what is it? Boom! I don't know, it's dead now. You know?
Yeah, I mean, shoot first, ask questions later. Like, that's kind of been our, like, that's what we do with UFOs. They're like, oh, I got it locked in. Let's shoot it.
Shoot it, yeah.
I don't know what it is. Let's shoot it.
Right. We got them. I don't know, man. But maybe there's good reason. Maybe they are assholes. I mean, if they are like that and they're coming back to try to, you know, enslave humanity or whatever.
Right. Then, or maybe they just wait till the whatever it is that destroys Earth every once in a while is done. And then they see the sixth race or
keep coming back.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. Who knows? I mean, and then they're like, okay, cool. Let's see what new gold was pushed up. But I do think that is interesting that somebody, I can't remember where I heard this point, but there was a point about how as much gold mining as we have done, as much gold thing, like, where is the gold? Like, we don't, like, gold seems to be, it seems to be going away. Like, you know, like for as much
like piles of it anywhere. Right.
Right. Like, I guess there's Fort Knox or something, but they just, there seems to be a very, low supply of gold on, or at least access to it. I don't know where it is or what they do with it, but
I don't know. That's where they get that monoatomic gold. I think that's
okay. Or right. They're eating it. They eat
yes,
the
exactly. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Everybody's eating it and it's making them live forever. Right. I don't know.
That's maybe. Well, that's apparently what they did. And in fact, I read some paper about some tomb not too far from Hatshepsut's tomb or something, or her temple in Egypt, and they found all this white powder. And
they didn't know what it was.
They've been doing some analysis on it, and turns out it's basically monoatomic gold. And then and it was like they found it in so many jars, like tons and tons of it. And it's like they were like, we don't know what this white powder is, and that's what it is. So it's like, were Egyptians eating that? Was that part of the thing?
Well, then the other part of that is too, is that I think it becomes weightless. It's invisible and weightless too at some point. If you spin it, or I can't remember what exactly you do, but they were theorizing that that's how all these massive things were created. I mean, if you had this monoatomic gold, you could make the massive giant rocks, you know, it doesn't weigh anything. Throw it up there now, you know, like, yeah. And, I don't know. John Warner had some good theories on, you know, they were using toroidal motors, you know, with monatomic gold as the mercury and monatomic gold as the spin to create craft like UFOs, like, you know, man-made UFOs that would basically be weightless then.
That's cool.
Yeah, that would be rad, right? I don't know if that's real.
Yeah.
But yeah, giants. I mean,
giants.
I don't know. Dude, they got to be it, right? I don't think they're going to be like, but then, you know, all the grays are just little things.
Yeah. But I mean, there is giants found in Peru too. Like in those Paracas skulls are supposedly, I don't know if you've seen Brian Forrester's latest thing on the DNA from those, but they were apparently the big giant. I'll send you a link or it's really cool, but basically they are linked with some, I guess, like European, like they have some European DNA in those Paracas skulls.
Wow.
So, or maybe it was Russian DNA or something. Anyway, there was definitely intercoastal travel way back when. I mean, that's like kind of hard to deny that even at this point, but, they were a giant. There was the giant skull with the elongated skull things. Those were not just like, well, they weren't just giant skulls, like walking around on a 5'4" body going like, hey, what up?
Like hitting doorways.
Bobblehead. No.
Yeah.
No, like they were
giants too. I didn't realize that. The rest of their skeletons were massive.
Yeah, like I think they're at least 6 foot. Some of them are more like 7 or 8 feet, but like, I mean, they're not like the 22-foot things,
Right,
whatever,
right.
what we're talking about. But yeah, like they're pretty big. And that's the thing is like I haven't seen a full skeleton of one. I only ever hear about or see just
The
the head,
skulls.
the skulls.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Well, I mean, if you think about it, when we were talking about earlier, if they made a mistake and they only had one female and the race wasn't existing, they had to start breeding with us, right? To create us, there would definitely be some residual DNA aspect to that, right? There would have to be something that would be carried down, right? And then maybe those were the men of renown, men and women of renown, like
The kings are like they
the
had
Spartans or
lines of right or right.
yeah, right, or some of the warrior races, or maybe they were bigger
Yeah,
in
they were like
stature.
the Herculesers, the Hercules, or the what do you call them when they're half god, half.
Exactly, yeah. So maybe like Maui from Moana, or something, right? It's just like you're a half breed, but you're still massive. You're not like a 5 foot tall human. You're an 8 foot tall human, right? You still have some, maybe the psychic powers, probably was probably genetic, carried that down as well. So you're kind of a giant. You're psychic, but you're human. And then if you think about that, maybe you're 10 foot tall, and then after 5,000, 6,000 years, we got 7 foot to 6 foot tall people, right? 7 foot tall people now. I mean, yeah.
Well, I wonder about Antarctica and about how oh, but actually about what you just said with that is even that the Consuela Atlantean
Oh yeah.
told Sirota guy that the sixth race is being made right now and that they will be no bigger than 3 foot tall because they have discovered then that there will be a total of seven races in the experiment, and that we are the fifth, and that our time is coming to an end. The sixth race is being made ready to be introduced. It's half the size of us, and they said that they're finding that whoever they are are finding that we are less invasive the smaller we are.
Can't fight back. The smaller
Yeah.
we get, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you require like less resources, maybe. I don't
Oh
know.
yeah. Yeah, I guess so. But I mean, that's awesome. I can see it
Yes.
happening. I mean, we could just be a damn ant farm.
But I think people are, I mean, like if you go look at museums from the 1800s, those people had like super small feet and stuff, and everybody was like, you're like, whoa.
The average height was like, what, 5 foot 6 or something, or
For
two or
dudes or
three?
something. Yeah, like we're definitely bigger than we were. So, and I don't know if that's our milk or whatever we're eating or whatever, but
Yeah, no, really. And everybody lived to be like 40. It's like, you're
right.
40, you're dead. And he just died, Peace him out. It was like, he's 60? Oh my God. Now it's
He's
like,
so old.
he's so old, he's like dead. I think the median age was like 42 for men or something like that.
Right, yeah.
It was like my
Yeah.
age, I'm just dead, I don't got time, much time left, Nikki. I'm not gonna make it much
No,
longer.
well, and that I'm 39, I'll be 40 next year, so I'll be
Join me.
gone, but that's
We'll be
it. But yeah, and about what I think is a little bit interesting about the Antarctica stuff is that I don't know if you've did you ever watch Linda Moulton Howe's thing on Antarctica and about how that place that the whistleblowers or whatever were talking about like was super giant, like super massive open cavern, like as if it was a giant warehouse of like whatever, like Walmart or something, except it didn't have any pillars or anything, and it was as far as you could see, like way bigger than anything we have.
Right.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
It would make sense. It would make sense if you found some of those stasis beings there too. It would make sense why people, like Buzz Aldrin and all these people came and see that, hey, look, we found a bunch of frozen giants down here that are just hanging out. We woke up a couple of them, but they kind of got shitty with them. So,
Right.
what
And
I mean?
then like what Buzz Aldrin had that weird tweet that was taken
Yeah.
down. What was it? Something like, I've seen the face of evil
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah,
it's down here, or I don't know, something
yeah.
about.
Yeah. And it's like they got Prince Harry out there. They got everybody out there, like
Yeah,
John Kerry flew out
like
there,
John Kerry, yeah. Did
a whole bunch of
Obama
people.
go or something or some I don't know
Don't
if
know.
Obama went or not, or if it was somebody else during that time. But yeah, like that was that I don't know why I think there's a connection but I think there's a connection. I think there's always connections with everything, but yeah.
There is. It is. But yeah, you're right, Inner, because I mean, that could be a perfect place. Think about it. I mean, even if you go to back to your theory of the Atlanteans or whatever, or the Mew or Muir or whatever, right. that could be
their breakaway area.
Their breakaway is hanging out down there, you know, and then we stumbled upon it, or, you know, maybe part of it. And, you know, or these things are waking up and telling us where to go look.
Yeah. Oh, and there's also, there was something in Russia where they found, I don't remember where I got this from, but I remember hearing about how Russians found giants at the bottom of some Serbian lakes. And
oh,
yeah. And I remember thinking, like, what does that mean? They found like giant bones, or it just, but it, remember it was talking about they found giants at the bottom of Serbian lakes.
Wow.
It's like, cool.
Yeah. That's,
I don't know. I just feel like I get too many weird little hits of these giant stories that aren't related to each other from sources that aren't related to each other, that you kind of have to start going, what's going on?
Mm-hmm. And then we go back to the fable thing. I mean, you wouldn't have fables about Jack and the Beanstalk. I mean, the Bible. You look at the Bible, it's like David and Goliath, and it literally states there was giants on the earth at that time. Why would you, if you're doing the King James Bible and you're ripping shit out, like, why would you leave that part?
or all old maps would be like, here be giants.
Yeah, right.
And they're like, oh, yeah. That just means we've not explored that. Don't go there yet. But it's like, it could mean there's giants. Like, I don't know.
There. And they,
don't go there. There's
don't
giants.
Go over there. Yeah, no doubt. It could be. I mean, I don't know. I don't think we're going to even know. I mean,
no, I know. And that's the sad thing about everything is like, it's like, that dude who just died, he was a big researcher. His name is Chuck, and he is from like, his YouTube name is like the worst YouTube name ever, because it's a bunch of numbers, but it's like CF.
Mm-hmm.
7568 or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I saw somebody like, I saw it was like on Twitter today. It was like, rest in peace,
Joe. He had a heart attack recently, or just yesterday, or the 5th or whatever. And he was actually really cool. But he said, and somebody like put this up on one, but one of his videos, he says, ancient history is a suggestion box. So if you don't get off your high horse, because if you think you've figured out the mystery of everything, then you're no better than the people who are holding the gates up. He's like, because like, we are all able to put suggestions into this box because we really don't know what happened. And I really liked the like, when I was listening, I was like, actually, I do think that is true, because there, we do get in this mentality where we kind of feel like
we know everything.
Yeah. We can be certain of things that we really can't be certain of. And yeah. that's also, you know, even just look at how things are written about in our own day and time. Like, imagine what happens if you give that a couple hundred years, how does that age? Like, how does that come over? So like, do 1,000 years, do 10,000 years. Like, we don't know what hell went on with anybody.
No, not at all. No. And that's cool. It could be written all the time. Well, look at the giant head. I forgot about that. They found that the dragon man. Did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah, the guy in China.
Yeah, it was a massive head. They're like, what is this? And it was like some Chinese guy 100 years ago hit it in a well because the Japanese were invading and they didn't want him to get a hold of it. And like, he told his son on his deathbed, and now they have this giant fucking human skull that's like the dragon man, and they're like, this completely writes history books.
You know what I have read about that? People are like, oh, this is just a deformed person. Like, that's the latest like scientific study I saw. Like, I saw one the other day about that, and I was like, oh, okay. Like, that stuff just really gets me. I mean, maybe it was a deformed person, but I don't know.
No, right. I mean, they ran stuff, and it was like he was like 50 some years old or whatever, you know, right, I mean, they do all that stuff. And it's like he had a fully formed mouth, and like, you know what I mean? Like, he wasn't some mongoloid running around. I mean, you wouldn't live that long. And, you know, that day and age.
Yeah, true. Like 50, yeah. Apparently he was a Gandalf.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, but then it completely like, it rewrites the history of, you know, oh shit! I can't remember. What am I going for? The missing link, you know. I mean, not even missing link, but what's the, you know, you always see the line of like the monkey going up and evolving.
Oh, around. That I always get some heat for that, but I mean, especially like all the stuff we're finding with the Denisovans and the Neanderthals, and like, they bury their dead, they made arts and crafts, they have weapons, they're like, Like we have this whole story of like, oh, once upon a time we were plankton, and then we became rats, and then we became dinosaurs, and then only the squirrels survived, and then we became monkeys to this, you know. And you're just kind of going like, okay, maybe, but at the same time, I think the have you been watching this La Palma?
No.
Okay, La Palma is a volcano is erupting in the Canary Islands right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I watched last night. Like it's a little bit sadistic or something. I just really like to watch
Is
the
it like
whole
a
thing.
live feed or you're
There's a
staring
live feed, and
at
it's like basically having one of those apps with the fireplace roaring or something. Yeah. So I just I like I, I'll ha I'll put it online
in the
while like I'm
background
reading
and
stuff, like
you're
just to kind of just some ambiance, right?
like, yeah.
Well, and it has that like rush like that long. It's kind of I like it. I
Yeah.
know I shouldn't like it because it's like destroying this island, but I like it
Well, people are out of
anyway.
the way. It's not like there's like people in imminent
No, I
danger. I
know.
mean, you
Yeah, exactly. I'm not like, hey, burn it all down. No,
know.
but at the same time, I really like the sound of
Yeah.
that volcano. It's cool. So anyway, I was watching another feed where they were showing it take a house, and it was this like beautiful, giant, big mansion. You know, like one of those Spanish ma mansions with the saltillo tiles on the top or whatever. And it just, yeah, it just like burns it up. It takes it, and then it like literally becomes like this black rock, and then it just moves over it, and it's just nothing. It's just part of the lava now because that flow is just like coming down, and it makes me go back into when you watch pictures of landslides, mudslides,
All right.
tsunamis. Like our civilization could be gone in a flash. We really could be. Like we all have this like idea that we're the most advanced we've ever been, and that but I'm telling you, I don't think that's true. And I don't think that I mean, like our continents. The other thing, they have like Pangea, right? They always show you like, oh, we were
Oh
all
yeah,
one
we're
planet
one
that
thing.
this
Yeah, that's
it's
bullshit.
that's cool, except for that, yeah, there are continents that have come and gone that are like sunk, like Zealandia or Doggerland or like whatever. Like there's like are the coastlines that you see. I mean, I go dig up fossils in Texas all the time, like that are like sea fossils. This was underwater for a long ass time. Like this is we are not on a stationary thing. So it's okay if there was giants, the guys. It's not gonna rock our world. It's okay.
Yeah, and you know that's I think maybe that's the thing though is like what you said, maybe we find these giants and we're like, well shit, we're not the top of the food chain. Like these things are way more advanced than us. They got six fingers or you know what I mean? They're
Right.
10 foot tall or 12 foot tall. Their brains are I mean the skulls are got to be, you know, 3 times the size of our skulls. So their brains got to be way bigger than ours.
Well, it could be that, or before the Younger Dryas, like you had woolly mammoths, you had sloths that were 20 feet tall. You
Oh, yeah,
had,
so everything was huge
yeah,
then,
everything.
yeah.
You had plant fossils that are like, you know, just, you know, ginormous palm leaves and things that don't grow that big anymore. So
Good
maybe
point.
we were
Everything was just
dealing,
bigger.
everything was bigger. Maybe the human itself was bigger, and it was what the air was. Maybe it was the magnetic strength of the Earth's core. Or whatever, I don't know. There was
Yeah.
something about the living conditions that allowed for things to get humongous, which don't exist anymore.
Like the saber-toothed tiger is this giant car thing, right? It's the
Yeah.
size of an SUV, you know? It's like.
And that's not that long ago. 10,000 year or 12, whatever, the Younger Dryas, 11,600 years ago, and like whatever, between 12,000 and 10,000 years ago, there was some stuff that went on. Okay,
Yeah.
that's really not that long ago.
No, not a great things. Not at all. So maybe do you think we should just go hijack Wakanda?
Right. Oh, that's it's interesting because you were talking about the Samadhi thing and like
Oh
how
yeah.
you can't even get into those places if you wanted because whatever.
Yeah.
Well, when I was actually already in Colombia, it's like, oh, the instructions to get into Manoa are like you can't have sex for 6 months before you go there. You have to breathe a certain way. You have to eat only life force. You have to eat like some sort of like I can't remember, it was like just fruit or something. You can't even have vegetables. It was like there was all these things about how you have to bring your life force prana up to a certain level before you could go through the portal, which is why the monk was allowed in the portal, but nobody else. And so we were there, we're like, well, I didn't know any of this before we got here. Like, yeah, so we're not getting in. Okay. Like, try.
We're fucked. Yeah, we're fucked. Yeah, we were. Yeah, but I still think that there's like riffs or like, you know, low spots or whatever, right? Like the Rip Van Winkle story. What if that dude just slipped into some time warp?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like something happened where he just like, whoops, you know, and there's really crazy stories about that too that happened modern day. I think I can't remember where I was watching it or what, but there was a guy that was shopping with his wife in England or somewhere. And he was like, she went to a shop and he's like, oh, okay. And he went over there. He's like, all right, well, I'm going to go outside. I don't want to be in here. Walked outside and it was like 1800s England. And he was like, what the fuck? You know, and he's walking around and it's just like horse and buggies and all the shit's going on. And he's just like, whatever. And then, you know, he finally comes around a corner or something and like, psh, comes back to like modern day. And he was like, what the fuck? You know, like maybe that happens. Maybe there's these like little magnetic anomalies or something where, you know, the veil slips and it's like, ooh, you know, ah, shit.
Yeah, no, right. And I mean, there are places that, you know, like Mount Shasta is one where a bunch of people have weird things that they call it a portal. They call like some people claim that parts of Sedona are a portal. Mm-hmm. Some like there's that Pumapunku, the Amaru, whatever, something of the sun, gate of the sun or whatever, where people, if you apparently this like guy like Jerry Walsh.
Oh yeah, put your head on there and you get a mumble.
Yeah, yeah, three and things, you sing a certain hum or whatever, and then like you basically can be teleported into a thing or whatever. But yeah, the time slips are definitely interesting because like I had one time when I was in Chaco Canyon and I was walking to the furthest I think it's like a 7 or 9 mile hike to get out there. And it's most people don't do it because you have to sign a little paper in case you go missing. And
it's looking for you.
It's that it's like an all day thing to go. Mm-hmm. And most people aren't there, but just for like one day. Right. So I went and spent a week there with my brother like a couple years ago, and we decided to go do this for this Pueblo. And we got chased by a giant bobcat. That wasn't fun. Ooh. But and it was huge. I thought it was a mountain lion. My brother's like, it's just a bobcat. And I'm like, oh, well, that thing could take me out. I just gotta say that. But anyway, so like we were in the prairie, like walking towards from one canyon to the next canyon, and my brother was going too fast and was pissing me off, and I was like, I was having to catch my breath, and I like turn back and I look at the Pueblo Bonito, like where the main stuff was. And all of a sudden, like when I looked back, there was tall green grass everywhere and the buildings had smoke coming out of them and they were full. They were much taller than they were. And there was like a couple of buffalo and there was like a river that was like had all kinds of water in it. That's all dried up now. And I was like looking at it and I was kind of like just in awe. And it was only like maybe 5 seconds I was looking at this. And then my brother says, hurry up, or, you know, something like that. And I turn around to like look at him as he's screaming to me. And then I'm like, oh, and I turn back around and it's just how it is. It's normal. And I was like, what the hell was that?
Right.
You know,
could happen.
And then not too far from like about 10 minutes up the lane is when a bobcat was like,
it's like, you saw it, we can't let you live.
Yeah, exactly. The bobcat was like, you're in my territory. So I was like, so yeah, I don't know if that was a time slip or if that was like my third eye just popped open 1 second or I don't know, but I think there are time slips.
Oh yeah, for sure. Maybe giants can.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe they aren't in stasis. Maybe they're just dead. And that was just, you know.
Yeah. But if they're awake and consciously manipulating everything too, subconsciously, what if they're so psychically strong that all the weird shit that's been going on for the past few years is because these things have been waking up?
Yeah, maybe because they're kind of waking up and they're like, that's a theory. Can't say theories like that, John, or we'll just be taken off of YouTube.
Canceled. We're in the canceled culture. be just canceled. Cool. Screw it. Well, I think this was fun, man. Thank you.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, I had a good time. It's a good giant. Yeah. If you guys know anything else about giants, I like to know more. So send me stuff on it.
Yeah, send us stuff, and we'll maybe do Giants too, where we could actually do a little bit deeper research and, you know,
right,
pop and stories like, and stuff.
And I will try to put some of the links to the things I've talked about and or try to insert that video in here to kind of show people like what we were talking about.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We'll stick it in there because it's just so weird, you know. And if somebody's going to even, and you know, just before we end, but like if somebody's going to go through the trouble and fake all that, like for what? Why?
Yeah.
I mean, exactly. if it is a fake and somebody's just screwing around, why? I mean, what's the
I really
want to
see
that?
The one where they like touch his
I'll send
skin.
It to you. Yeah, he was. They're just grabbing his boob. That's this funny thing. They're just grabbing his pec. It was like grabbing the pectoral muscle, and it was like, you know, Russian translated. And I'm like, why is the guy just feeling him up? Like, yeah, exactly. Could it get you grab his
There's
arm
other
or something?
Parts of him to touch too.
Yeah. Yeah, grab his arm. I mean, he's poking his belly button, and the other's just grabbing his boob. And I'm like, well, okay, like he just okay,
hey,
the beard.
That'd probably wake you up.
Yeah. Hey, good morning. Hey, how you doing? You know, I mean, but yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's already awake and running around.
Yeah, that's interesting how you would get something to like. I mean, if they were able to be in stasis for however long they've been in stasis, that we have no idea how to wake them up.
Mm-mm. Like from what I read, and that was just what I read, was that somehow cosmically it aligned. You know, whatever. Mm. That was
that reason. Would make sense if it was on some kind of timer.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, once we get the universe spins, you know, the solar system spins, this part of the universe lines up with whatever else, the galactic center or something, you know, and it's like, it's like, hey, wake up, you got stuff to do. And then you're like, oh, like you see us little rats like chaining you up, and you're like, oh, that shit. From that guy's perspective, you're like, man,
well, you know,
go back to sleep.
I have heard about how we're coming into a solar minimum and that we might actually be going into an ice age versus anything else. So, and like that's apparently started, or people, there's some stuff that says that started in 2020.
Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah. So,
yay.
Hey, more to come.
Yeah. Tune back in next week, folks. We're going to talk about everybody freezes to death.
Tragedy on top of a tragedy.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Thanks, Nikki. You rock.
Yeah. Thanks, John. It was really cool.